It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the precious Word of God. Thank you for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for saving us by your marvelous grace. Thank you for my brothers and sisters in the Lord. God, how wonderful it is in our life to know that we're saved, that we're in the family of the Lord, in the body of Christ. God, as we're reading your Word, we're bone of your bone. We're flesh of your flesh. And Father, you said that you'd go with us even into the end of the world. And Father, thank you for the precious promises. And God, now today as we open up this precious book, Lord, would you be pleased to simply open our hearts, open our very minds, and above all, open our very spirits, that the Holy Spirit of God can take the eternal Word, place it into our very being. And Lord, I pray your will be done. God, would you touch that precious saint that's sick today? That one, Lord, that the body is so racked with pain, Lord, would you be with him and help him? Lord, I pray for those that some has already just gone and left hearts that are broken. Lord, it ain't going to be long until we're going to be together. And Lord, I pray, Lord, your will be done. If there's a lost sinner listening today that knows not the Lord, would this be the hour that he'd simply trust the Lord and let Jesus save him? Get glory and honor. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt, and what a blessing it is to just be with you one more time. God is so good. We're going to open our Bibles back to the book of Romans today, chapter 7, and pick up at verse number 13. I want to just take this time. It's Friday, I think, according to this calendar. And I want to take this time to just say to each and every one of you saints that listening, that's helped us with the radio broadcast, with sending Bibles through the years, God bless you. How our heart goes out to you. And I thank the Lord for you. I believe God's people, we're going to spend eternity together in heaven. And God's good. And as I look at this whole calendar, tomorrow strikes my birthday, which is September the 8th, and I will be 80 years old. And I thank God for the health that he's given me, the strength and the burden and the love for God's Word. And I thank God for the longevity. I never dreamed I'd make it this far, but so far we're here. Amen. And God's good, and I thank him for it. I rejoice every day. And I'm keenly aware that as we get older, throat's not as strong as it used to be. The strength is not as full as it used to be, but the salvation is growing. Amen. And oh, may we yield to the Lord. And I just want to say thank you. By the way, The Bibles, they're still going out. The broadcast's still going out. The Bible lesson's still going. And the Bible college, I think we've sort of got it leveled out. It's all on the internet now. And I just thank God that he's honoring his work. Amen. And may God bless you. Now let's look in the word of the Lord here in chapter 7, verse number 13. Go back to verse number 12, and that'll help you to understand some of these scriptures. You say, well, they don't make the best of sense. Well, they're inspired of God. Read them anyway, whether you understand them or not. And verse number 12 says, wherefore? That's looking back. Is the law evil? Well, he's answering the question. The law is not evil, no. The law is holy. And the commandment is holy and just and good. So, there's nothing wrong with the law. God gave the law for a purpose, to show what sin is. And so look at verse number 13. He says, was then that which is good, that's the law, made death unto me? God forbid. No. It wasn't the law that killed him, but sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I'm carnal, and I'm sold unto sin. Oh, what a mystery. But yet, we know that the law is spiritual. And how true this is. In other words, God used the law to carry on a spiritual work for him in the Old Testament. But praise God, Jesus fulfilled the law. He filled it up. Now, let's look in verse number 15. Many of us as God's children, all of us, we struggle in life. God saved us. We're born again. We're saved in our very innermost being. We made a heart decision as we looked at the Word of God. We've trusted Jesus as our Savior. Through the heart, we received the form of doctrine of Jesus Christ as our only Savior. But in this old flesh, we have struggles. Let's read what the Apostle Paul talks about. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. Here's his struggle that he's having in his life. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, in my flesh, listen to this verse, verse 18. Paul said, I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Place no confidence in your flesh. There is no good thing in the flesh. I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. In the flesh, you can't perform the spiritual things of God. For the good that I would do not, but the evil which I would, that I do. Do you ever feel like that? God said we do, and we do. Folks, there's a struggle every day. I mean, I know in whom I have believed. I know that I've passed from death into life. I know I'm saved eternally. I know that I can't lose my salvation. And yet, folks, let's face it, in this flesh, for the good that I would, I do not. I wonder what that means. How about the praying that should have been done and we don't get it done? How about the reading, studying the Word of God, that we don't do it enough? That someone they need to be, the gospel is presented to them and we don't do it. But he said, the evil which I would not, that I do. What does it mean? Well, have you ever sat down to pray? And as you pray, your mind, the flesh, the mind just wanders off into everything. You're human, aren't you? Sure. That happens to all of us. Don't think that the preacher don't have that problem. We all do. We're in the flesh. But how do we get in trouble? When we put confidence in this flesh. Our confidence should be in the Lord. Well, go back to verse number 14. He said, for we know that the law is spiritual. And I'm carnal, sold unto sin. What does he mean there? Well, this old fleshly body, it's carnal. It has to be dealt with. It's been sold unto sin. Now, for if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin. Verse number 20, that dwelleth in me, in this old flesh. Can I say to you, sin lives there. You may not want it to live there, but it's there because it's a sinful flesh. Why do you see things? Why do you think things? Why do you act just like you do? You're human. Look in verse number 21. I find then a law. That when I would do good, evil is present with me. Okay, there's a law. That's fact. That when I would do good, evil is present with me. And it's always there. Verse 22. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. And there's that part of you that's been saved and born again by the Holy Spirit of God. May we have delight in that inward man. And that's that Spirit of God inside of you that's saved, yielding to the Lord. May I say to you today, yield to Him. May God bless you until next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.